Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking about Rock Ridge Track, and their girls team had a solid night last Friday night at the Rock Ridge Invitational, finishing second behind a very talented Allman squad. But I know Rock Ridge scored a lot of points, and their relay units are very talented, the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4. It was senior night last Friday night, I know, and Cameron Rowe is a senior. So what were your emotions like knowing that that was the last time you were going to run on that Rock Ridge track?
It was bittersweet, but we all kept, or all of our seniors kept in mind that we had to do work tonight, too, or that night, too.
And you were able to do that. I know the two of the relays able to finish first. I think that's 4x2 and 4x4, and then that 4x1 finish second. You run the anchor in all three races, so tell us about your role and responsibility there.
With the anchoring the relays, you have to, keep the lead if we have it or whatever. And I like it mainly in the 4x4 to be the anchor, because you get to, judge off of how everyone else is running, and they kind of, set the tone of the race for you, and you have to be able to, keep up if they have the lead, or you know that you need to push harder if we aren't in the lead so that we can win the race.
Yeah, and you look at this spring, it's really been narrowed down to a couple of weeks for track. I know baseball and softball have received most of the attention with all these weather situations, but really the outdoor track season basically has been jammed into about 3 weeks where you've been able to get outside and get these outdoor meets in. How difficult has it been for the track athletes out there, where you're frustrated that, a number of these events are wiped out, and then your season is getting shortened, too, in terms of trying to prepare for the postseason?
Yeah, it's hard, because it's nice to run against other people, and when all these meets get canceled, we're not getting as much exposure to other teams as we would like.
Have you been able to gauge, how your times are situated in regards to some of the other areas of the state, when you look at the 4x2 and 4x4, that one last week at the Rock Ridge, and then I think the 4x1 finished second, a little bit about kind of your expectations and the competition out there as you get ready for, the track sectional here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we know who we're running against, and we know a lot of their, times and what they're running. So we know who to run with and who we need to watch out for, like Mercer County in the 4x1 and 4x2. And then Knoxville has a really good 4x4 that we're going to be able to compete with.
And as you look at this year, you're a senior, so this is it. So how are you, how reflective are you in terms of, that basically you're, high school athletic career is down to basically 3 or 4 weeks right now. How are you approaching that?
Knowing that I'm going to be done soon, it just has motivated me to, push through whatever pain or whatever feelings of not wanting to give my all. I have experience. I've pushed through them, and have to keep in mind that I'm going to be done soon, so I need to give it my all these last few weeks.
All right. How have that – apparently the handoffs have been pretty good in the relay so far this year, and from a coaching perspective, I would assume when I ask you this question, can they get better?
Yes, they can.
Good answer for Coach Haley McDonald. All right, well, tell you this, Rock Ridge team too, as we wrap up here, Cameron, when you're scoring 100 points, or I forget, it was over 100 points last Friday against some pretty good competition, that means some kids are really stepping up throughout the Rock Ridge girls track program this season. What about that? Apparently there's a lot of kids that are doing good things in different events. Looks like you got a lot of balance on this team.
Yeah, we have a few freshmen that have came in and really stepped up and are running good times in some of the events that we usually don't have as many points in, because we not usually have that variety on the team. But, yeah, the freshmen have really stepped up, and new members have, shown what they have and what they can do, and they can compete against other competition really well.
All right, and Rock Ridge, again, their 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4 relay teams putting together a solid season on area tracks. And again, as they look for a trip to state here in a couple of weeks. Cameron Rowe, nice work, and keep it rolling here in the final couple of weeks of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.